It's 6:45. Excuse me, it's 8:45. It's a Thursday morning. Joining us now by phone from his office at the Northfield Hospital and Clinics is Hospital President and CEO Steve Underdahl. Steve, thank you so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Jeff. Happy September.
Yeah, happy September to you as well. Boy, we have made it through the summer and through defeat of Jesse James days. Now this is the beginning of school. I guess let's start off by talking about COVID cases. They've been on the rise since this past summer, over the course of the last month or so. From a national standpoint, we're passing some milestones. Now one in every 500 Americans has passed away due to COVID-19. On the local scene, are you seeing the same type of numbers, I guess, in scale as we're seeing on the national level?
Yeah, I mean, the trend is the same. Certainly, there are hot spots around the country, so that this is a little bit uneven around the country. I think, as you and I maybe talked about even in August, those parts of the country that have had particularly hostile approaches to things like masks and vaccines, either culturally or politically, are doing even worse. But in general, this has been an issue for us in Minnesota and here locally just the same. So as we started to see Delta emerge, I think I shared with you a few weeks ago that, you know, we had gone for a number of weeks and not had any COVID patients that were sick enough to be hospitalized locally. And then we'd get one on occasion. And now we've had COVID patients in the hospital fairly consistently, every day for weeks and weeks. And we're not overrun with them, but you know, we have several in the hospital in our COVID wing every day. So we're continuing to see the trend of younger, otherwise healthy people getting sick across the country, and we're seeing, particularly with Delta, we're seeing people get sicker quicker. It isn't necessarily at the end of the day that it is, a just more deadly disease at the end, but people acquire the disease, and it seems to go from contact to being sick a little bit quicker. So, yeah, we are. That's exactly what we're seeing locally, and we are doing a lot more work around how to accommodate people sick with COVID and everything else than we hoped we were going to be doing at this point. Just because if we go back in the time machine to that distant point in like June, we really thought we might be turning the corner. I think the tragedy of all of this is that some of this at least is avoidable, or at least partially avoidable. This is becoming as much a pandemic of the unvaccinated and a cultural pandemic as it is a medical pandemic. We do have some solutions, and we have some percentage of our neighbors and brothers and sisters that just aren't having it, and that's likely what's going to make this continue.
Let's talk about that Delta variant for just a moment or so. I guess, first of all, if somebody were to go into Northfield Hospital and Clinics and get a COVID test to see if they're positive, does that test itself identify the Delta variant? Does it separate Delta from what we used to the old COVID-19?
So, I I'm out of my depths with this a little bit, Jeff, okay, but my understanding is that basically the test itself is going to say you've got COVID or you don't have COVID. And as laboratories do their sort of, routine surveillance of what's happening with the virus, medical laboratories are the ones that are able to see, are we seeing a change in or a mutation in virus that's presenting mm-hmm. itself. So I don't believe that you will get you got a Delta one and you got a non-Delta one as a test. My understanding is right now nearly everybody that's getting sick with COVID in the United States has the Delta strain.
Oh, boy. You know, we heard about the Delta strain earlier this year, and it seems to be coming into fruition now, all the things that we feared about that. Have you, within the industry, do you know, are there more of the variants that are starting to pop up? Have we heard very much? Is this going to be it?
Yeah, so you may have read a little bit, I think it was sort of hitting the news a little bit about a week and a half ago or so. There's a couple of new strains that are starting to appear in different parts of the world and a little bit in the United States now, this so-called MU strain. And I think what you would hear from the virus experts is that until we get to the point where there's not good places for the virus to go, it will continue to mutate as best it can so that it can survive. And so mutations are just how viruses work, and it is likely to continue. And so, makes it all the more urgent that we give as many people vaccinations as we can, so that there's just not as many opportunities for this virus to keep moving from person to person and place to place and then have the opportunity to mutate. I think the good news with Delta was that it responded well relative to the vaccines that people had already received. So I think that was one of the overarching anxieties is, well, what if there's a mutation that vaccines aren't covering or aren't very helpful with? And that could certainly happen. I'm not aware of any yet that's come to fruition yet.
Okay. Let's talk about precautions. Pardon me, I had a sneeze there. Let's talk about precautions, masks, social distancing, vaccinations. President Biden recently issued some executive orders that have to do with the medical industry and people on that front line and the precautions to take. Where's Northfield Hospital and Clinics? Where are we at locally with that?
So at all medical facilities now, and this has remained the case, we've remained masked and PPE'd, and I think what you're like, and you've probably noticed this even as you've, moved around the community, that there are more stores and other places that are encouraging people to be masked. Most of their employees are masked. Even if you've been vaccinated, which again is sort of a movement from where we were in the early summer when we thought maybe we'd turn the corner on that. Because Delta in particular is so easy to transmit, even if you're vaccinated and less likely to get sick, as I think you've probably seen in the statistics, the original variation of COVID, one person would infect two or three people, and with Delta, one person will infect 5 to 7 people. That ability to socially spread the disease goes up. So all of the precautions that we all got sort of fatigued with, but remember, washing your hands and wearing a mask indoors and keeping distanced from people, I think are really important. I think they're also really important because of children who are unable to be vaccinated. I mean, I think I shared with you the last time we talked, I'm really worried about these kids. They're not able to be vaccinated yet, and we're seeing more disease among children and little kids than we did before, and I just think that's kind of terrifying. So I think all of those things that we all learned over the last year, wash your hands, wear your mask when you're inside in crowded environments, and keep some distance from folks, still make real sense, at least until we get on the other side of this spike.
Once again, hospital president and CEO Steve Underdahl is with us. Right now we're talking about COVID. We have a couple of more topics to get to in a moment or so. The Northfield Hospital and Clinics is now requiring their employees to all get vaccinated. I don't know if there is a certain date they need to comply by, or they will, in fact, lose their job. Do I have that information correct? And has that had an effect on either the employment situation, people leaving, employee morale? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we do have a policy of vaccination as a condition of employment. We rolled this out at the end of August. We've given people until the 1st of October to get their first shot and to the end of October to complete the series. This was a really difficult decision for us, partially because just like every other segment of society, we have some percentage of our workforce that has strong feelings about vaccines, and some people are surprised by that within medicine that there's the same issues. It tends not to be quite as much. Like for instance, physicians around the country are largely vaccinated, but certainly we have lots of folks that work for us that aren't physicians as well. And so is this a real pressure point for us? It absolutely is. And we think our first principle still has to be to keep people safe. So when I talk to folks out in the public, out in the community, they're just really concerned that they may be cared for at a vulnerable moment by somebody that's unvaccinated, and they often find it really difficult to understand why that would be. And so we think this was the right thing to do, but we have some people that the majority of folks that work for us are vaccinated, and the majority of folks that work for us think this is the right thing to do, but we do have a minority of folks that this is really disappointing and unhappy for them. I expect that we're going to lose some people who are going to, move on from our organization because they aren't going to comply. I'll be really sad about that, and I think that's, really unfortunate. But I think it boils down to us to a ethical question about how are we protecting the safety of our patients, our guests, and our other employees.
Once again, Steve Underdahl with us. One other COVID-related question, and that is the booster shots. Are they available? Do we need them? What is the situation on boosters?
Yeah, so if you're watching boosters on the news or the information about boosters, you probably come away thinking, I don't know what they're telling us, because that's kind of right. I think it is likely that in sometime this fall we will see some real definitive guidance around booster shots for the messenger RNA vaccines. Right now, as you might be aware, there is kind of a debate happening about the efficacy and necessity of boosters generally compared to using that same vaccine to trying to get more people their first shots, both here in this country and around the world. So there is a very large medical ethics debate raging around the world right now about this. If I were to hazard a guess, Jeff, I would say that I think here in the United States, we will likely see boosters available for people that received Pfizer or Moderna shots sometime this fall. They're not available now. You don't need to call us about them now. Once status changes, we'll do our best to communicate how that's working. For now, we are giving boosters to categories of vulnerable people, immunosuppressed folks, and people that have special healthcare vulnerabilities. But for the rest of us who are generally healthy and got a shot earlier in the year, there isn't a requirement or an availability for boosters yet.
All right. So moving on from COVID, I have a couple of final questions for you. One is concerning the wound healing clinic. We've talked about this a little bit. It's been open for maybe a half a year now, 6 months or so. How is it doing? Is it does it seem like a good addition now that it's in practice?
Yeah, it really does. And again, I think I've told you this before, Jeff, but it's a really cool program in that it's one of those medical interventions that, at least for some people, has just incredible benefits. So in the months that been opened, I think their statistic is that they have about 115 wounds that were completely healed. And again, some of these are really chronic and persistent kinds of things. We had one patient who was traveling to Metro Hospital for over a year for wound treatment, and we were able to really get this wound healed up for him within a matter of about 2 months. So it's a wonderful service to be able to offer locally, so people don't have to travel to academic medical centers to get this care and can get it more locally. And it really, really works well for some folks that have been struggling with wounds for months or years.
Boy, yeah, I can't even imagine having a wound that just won't heal and having to live with that. And sometimes, as you mentioned, some cases years, and then to suddenly have it healed. Wow. That's one of the miracles of modern medicine. Good work. Let's talk about the expanding clinic care outside of Northfield. What's going on there?
Yeah, I've got a couple of interesting things happening there. We are opening a new clinic in Kenyon, Minnesota that we've been working on for a while. It's going to open on October 18th. Kenyon's a very cool town. I've come to really enjoy some of the people that I've met from there. There was a clinic that was operated by Mayo Clinic Health System for a number of years, and we're taking over that space, so it's an existing clinic location. We've got just one of our rock star practitioners, Chris Werner, who is going to be the provider for that community. And again, I think this will be a really good thing for Kenyon, and it'll be a really good thing for Northfield Hospital and Clinics. Also, another thing that's happening is that we put in place over the summer was in our Farmington clinic, we've added some morning walk-in time. So from 7 to 9 o'clock in the morning, a lot of times people wake up and they got a sick kid or they've got an earache or something, and then there's the, what do I do? It takes me half a day to make an appointment someplace, all of that. So we really tried to design something around, boy, if you wake up sick today or your kid's sick today, you can just come and see us at our Farmington clinic between 7 and 9, and we'll address your issue right away. So that's actually been really well utilized, especially as we're moving into the school year.
All right. Good stuff happening. Even as we make our way through the pandemic, life goes on, and the services that you're offering, it's good to see those expanding to people who need them. Steve, thank you so much for joining us. Much appreciated. Always a wealth of information. And I guess we'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Steve Underdahl, the Northfield Hospital and Clinics Chairman, CEO, and President.